Okay, and welcome back to the Real Soul Family. Today we are going to be talking about retros. So over the years we've got, you know, some less than faithful retros or other ones that we would call more so of a remaster if they chuck the colours around a bit.
Pastiche.
Yeah,
so I don't even know what that word means, but it seems appropriate right there.
So we're gonna go around the table and sort of talk about our most favourite, least favourite, or the sort of dream ones that you'd like to see come back in future. So maybe Leon Palmer, if you want to kick off.
Well, my favourite retro is the Air Max 1 Elephant. Since 2007, I remember the day they come out. Couldn't afford them at the time. That was a long time ago. So, and then never really had the money to be able to buy them because it was just tied up elsewhere or whatever. I was young, I was running a car and all that sort of stuff. So then when the pair retroed, obviously I had to have them. It was my opportunity to get a pair that didn't need a soul swap, wasn't going to need a soul swap anytime soon. So for me, that is the one.
And where did you pick those up from?
I picked them up from someone from one of the Facebook groups. I think I paid $250 for them.
That's really
nice. It's not bad nowadays.
At the time, yeah. So I had a pair of the March OG March, the Royals, when they redone the Royals in March with a dust bag and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, yeah. So that kind of, it was basically kind of a like a swap kind of thing with enabled to get them because they was worth in the 200s at the time when they first come out as well. So
see, when I think of the elephant. The Elephant Air Max 1, that is. I always think it is the pinnacle of what a retro should be. So the difference being between a retro and what a remaster is. So with the retro, it's a lot more faithful to the original design. They'll try and stick with the similar shape, the similar materials, pattern, quality. And I think the Elephant Air Max 1 is probably the best representation of that. And they had a lot more pressure on them to make it so good because so many people had voted for it to come back. Whereas if you look at other pairs, so for instance, we've got these ray guns here.
I hate them.
So this is more of a remaster.
I'm not even
going
to play, I hate them.
Coming from a dunkhead.
So these are more of a remaster. So it's not actually the original colour blocking at all, really.
They've taken a lot of creative license with them. And the thing is that bothers me about it, one, I don't really like them doing SB retros. I feel like as a sneaker line that has really pushed the forefront of what you can do in terms of creativity and collaboration, I would rather they just do a new SB that becomes a future classic than bringing back classic SB dunks that people had and treasure and still have. I don't like to see them do them again, so I would have rather if they're going to do these, I could kind of like that they've done something different, I just don't think they've done well. They should have just done something that was completely out there. Done them all yellow and all black. Like, that would have been sick.
Sure.
Something a bit new. Like, the tie-dye thing, I get it. It's connected to the skater that created them. You know, that was his vibe. But I just don't think they've done them very well.
I hear you, but Dunkhead to Dunkhead, have you got the originals of those?
I missed them first time. And I love them to bits.
So that's why I, for me, love that they're doing this. So it's given that opportunity back. I completely understand and appreciate where you're coming from, where maybe they need to do different things, but at least it's given the opportunity back to us to go and get those shoes.
So to that point, if they'd have just retroed them,
I would have them.
I would have bought them.
Yeah.
You know, I would have loved to have had a chance to buy those older pairs. As much as I say, personally, because I like the fact that stuff I have can't be bought again, I also would have liked the opportunity to buy them again and probably would have. I mean, same thing with the De La Souls, which are up on the wall, the Lowe's. They've retroed those a couple of times and they retroed them by making them a different model. So they did a high instead of the low and they did the low that was the original low as a high. So like they flipped it a bit, which is a cool way of doing a retro. I think if they'd have done those as two highs in the exact same colorway, that would have been sick.
Sure.
You know, that's something different that, you know, people who missed them the first time around. My point being is if you got them the first time around, you want them to stay special. So That means something then. And if you miss them the first time round, but they do them faithfully, but with a slight twist, like making it a high or changing the material slightly, you can see there's a difference. Like these 95s, neon OGs, they retroed them. The shape is faithful, the colorway is faithful, but to make it a modern twist so that they put patches on it. So it's something that still stays true to the original that I fell in love with, but gives people who are new to it something that makes it unique for them.
I loved the patch packs that they brought out. I think they did the 90s with the infrareds, and then there was also the Air Max 1s had those three different colours. So you had like the sand, the sort of khaki ones, and the blacks.
And they had an obsidian as well.
Yeah,
they had an obsidian as well.
I loved that.
And I think that's a cool effect. Way to bring a retro into the modern age.
Yeah.
So if you were going to do a retro of those today, when we're doing the whole deconstructed thing, maybe you'd flip them that way.
So it's still, you know, it's a faithful recreation of the original colorway. It's not got, you know, the tie-dye or anything mixed like that. The materials have changed slightly.
Yeah.
And it also means that, you know, it's still not alienated that original pair, because that original pair still exists in its own, you know, proprietary sense, whereas this is a new version of it. I think the problem with, say, the ray guns, for instance, is that now that you've brought out a remastered model of it, you kind of end up with all these people that are flocking to wanting to buy the original one, and the price shoots through the roof, whereas it wouldn't have done that before. Also, sort of to that same effect, with the rumours of all the rumours of the bacons coming back out, I've seen so many.
Here we go again.
I'm going to be really, really short on it, and I'm not complaining either. It's. I just want to say, like, I've seen so many more pairs coming up for sale that had ever been for sale. So I picked up the 90 currents of the Bacons. I picked them up like after like 2 years of searching. I found a pair in really good condition after a while, and then I got that. And then as soon as the announcement of the Bacons re-releasing, they've just been on sale everywhere. I found so many pairs recently.
But I guess people that have been sitting on them thought, this is my chance to get, you know, to flip them for
and
some decent money.
It's crazy. And it's a really good time to be a 90s collector.
Yeah, I mean, you got the anniversary, so that makes sense.
Everything's coming up for sale now. I think if I wanted to talk about another dunk, it'd be these Viotex.
Now, so these, again, I think that's a great example of staying relatively true to the shoe. The shape is very similar to the original.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the original, but again, I don't think I actually did manage to get those. And having a chance to buy something that's quite faithful that has, I think they focus a lot on quality with these. They've come out beautifully, I think. Compared to the 90s that they did that were a similar Viotex colorway, these are another level.
So these originally came out in 2003.
Yeah.
The quality on them is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I've actually put that and the 90 together, and the QC on the 90 compared to that.
It's another level.
And it doesn't make sense. They only came out about a month apart.
Yeah.
And so it's another video, right?
The two of you, as and maybe even Leon as well, the three of you as sort of dunk heads, I've heard a lot of complaints about this toe box being a bit like a ledge, cliff.
Absolutely.
So people were saying that this is not the original shape. It's not a faithful recreation.
It is definitely slightly more toe boxy.
Mm.
But I think they did a similar thing with the off-white dunk, and a lot of people didn't like the shape of that. But again, I thought that came out really nicely.
But that's a good point as well, because the off-white dunk is technically like a remaster, right? Because it's still, you've got those original colorways. I'm going to butcher the names, but you've got like Celtics,
Michigans,
and I don't know the Reds really.
But those, again, I mean, those ones were never really released, which is why I opted for that one, because that was cool to have something that was like,
because they had the highs, right?
Yeah, but like not a the tease lows. Of a retro. Okay. But they flipped that by making that a low and then letting Virgil do what he does.
I feel like with the ray guns, touching on the ray guns again, because they haven't tried to make it look exactly the same, is it a retro?
I wouldn't say it is a retro.
For example, the Air Max 1, the animals. We've got the white animal here.
Mm.
That's obviously the OG. But they haven't called this a retro. They've called this the Animal 2.0.
Yeah.
So, but some say it's a retro, some say it's not.
You see, I've brought them with me today just because I bought the Animal 2.0s. I always wanted the originals, but it was always, you know, these crazy prices. So I got these 2.0s, and I just did not get that feeling that I was hoping for from one day owning the original pair. And, you know, it's the materials, the actual hair that they've used is slightly different.
Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper. The cut is, you know, a lot slimmer. Whereas you've got this original pair, and I think it doesn't even compare.
Yeah.
While it might, you know, aesthetically look the same, apart from that one key element that's different, which is it's gone from white to black. And, you know, I always found a problem with that. I really didn't like that they changed it. I would have loved a retro rather than...
Yeah, I agree. But with the 95 version, I've got the 95 version retro at home, and I actually prefer the black to the white.
It matches it.
I prefer the black to the white on the 95, but on the one.
The 95s are outrageously beautiful.
You know why it is? It's because the tongue on the 95s, on both versions, is black leather.
Yeah.
So that black actually matches it, which is where I think maybe that design choice came from, rather than focusing on the Air Max 1 individually.
To Leon P's point, if you guys in the comment section want to tell us what you think defines a retro or a remaster, because I kind of agree with you. If they've flipped it in some way, then it isn't really a retro. It's kind of like a 2.0. And that's cool. And there is a very clear difference for people who wanted that original. They can still go back and get that original shoe. It doesn't, you know, overwrite that name and that, you know, kind of the legacy of that original shoe.
And then where the hell does that leave the Viatech 90s? What category does that fall into? Because it's another shoe's colorway, like famous colorway, on a completely different silhouette.
I think that's also a pastiche.
Whatever pastiche means. They brought two Viatech 90s
out. Yeah, they did.
Within about 2 weeks.
That was really strange to me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the thinking was behind that.
It means that they designed one colourway, which was with the similar colour palette, but it wasn't at all the same colour blocking.
Yeah.
And then they brought out that better pair, which was a lot more faithful to this actual Viatech.
I ended up
dunk.
Returning the first pair that they brought out because, one, the quality control was terrible. But then when I saw that they were doing the second one with the original colour blocking, I was like, what's the point in owning...
Why did they bring out that first one?
The first one got slated because the colours were just... Why is it a Viatech 90? What resembles? It doesn't make sense.
It wasn't a 90s year.
Yeah.
Either. Exactly. Like, I would understand if they put a bit more focus on it this year.
Yeah.
But it's like, it just came out and I didn't understand it. And it that's not just because it ended up sitting on the shelf. Because
it's on sale currently.
Yeah. And it's been out for ages.
Well. Yeah, still on the shelf.
I think they must have made a shitload of pairs expecting it to be a sellout.
It was a flop.
I mean, that's sure you'll be able to find in outlets in a year or so.
Totally.
I don't think it's that bad. The one that's actually the faithful recreation.
No, that one's solid, and I really, really liked that, and I did buy that one when that came out. I'm happy with that.
For our audio listeners, I do appreciate this is going to be a very visual podcast if you don't quite understand a lot of the shoes that we're talking about. I would just say go and watch us on YouTube. This is going to be a shorter
Instagram
episode.
You know, go on to The Real Soul Family at Instagram, and we'll probably have pictures up. We've been doing a lot of stories and videos and stuff, so check that out.
Okay.
Everything's going to be there. I think just before we wrap up, shall we go around and discuss what each of us are looking forward to for a retro, or what we would like to be retroed?
Okay, so I would love to see Air Jordan 1's coming back in the original cut, which is that really boxy sort of high up cut that actually, you know, I really want the aged look of an Air Jordan 1, but I don't want to pay £1,000 for a 1985 pair, especially those Unks look absolutely fantastic when they're beaten. I want a pair to be, you know, retroed, but in its sort of current state is a bit of a weird way to say it. I guess it'd be a bit more of a remaster. You showed me your Dunks earlier today with that oxidized sole from like 2004.
Let me go get them.
And they're like completely yellowed over. And I love that sort of vintage look. But, you know, the problem with that, and I've brought in my animals, you know, they're falling apart now.
Yeah, I mean, the plastic is physically hard to touch.
Yeah.
Like, they start to age. But the good thing is, they've used, I don't know what it is they're doing differently to the Air Maxes, but they do, you can still wear them. The glue, the separation's not too bad on them.
But this
you could
is what
still
we were
wear
talking
those.
About earlier. I've, something about Dunks and SBs, it's like a completely different company.
They're legit because, made to last.
You know, I think these are 2004.
Yeah.
And yes, of course they've yellowed and I've worn the hell out of them, but I can wear these and these aren't going to fall apart.
So these, again, 2004. And interestingly, they've only yellowed on the outside.
Yeah.
They haven't yellowed at all on the inside, which is really
how
strange.
You've displayed them?
No, they've been living
and
in a box.
Look at my insides.
So maybe it's because the box has been...
Yeah, because it's oxidised, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing on that one.
So it must be the box.
Yeah.
Sorry, to go back to your point as well, so I'd love a original shaped Air Jordan 1. I'd love for them to bring out the Viatech Air Max once again. Well, yeah, I'd love for them to come back, but I only want these shoes as a faithful recreation. Same thing with like the crepe MX ones, which they're made so, you know, the material is not built to last at all. I'd like to see some of these more fragile pairs come back, but in a more robust way. Yeah, I'd love
think
that.
For me it would be the Tiffany Dunk SB, the original one, because I owned them and someone stole them. So that's for me one of the biggest you know, I feel like I'm missing a family member. That was one of my favorite shoes of all time, if not my favorite shoe of all time. And
it's
don't
a grail.
Have them. Yeah, it is a true grail. And I don't have them anymore. And I picked those up for £65 at Simon Kicks. Like that, yeah, exactly. And they did do like a remaster version last year. They did the all white pair, which I picked up.
And the black and the canaries.
And they did them in black and canary, which was impossible to buy.
Would you prefer a retro or a remaster?
Would you want
that original model, or would you want something inspired by it?
I'd like, to be fair, I picked up the black ones.
Yeah, I picked up,
believe
I picked
it or
them
not,
up
it was
in
a
white.
Sneakers win.
Oh, wow. That never happens.
Yeah, it never happens. And I couldn't believe it on that shoe. And it was great. I love the Velcro swoosh on it. I think it's a great shoe. But yes,
I mean,
retro the original.
Even if they retroed the original with the Velcro swoosh, I would have been here for that as well. I love the original colour blocking. I love the black crocodile pattern. That's why I went for the black ones and I missed them.
But I did manage Tiffany colour though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I did manage to pick them up in white, which I still quite love, and they drop really freshly, and they look really nice with the silver swoosh as well. But yeah, that original OG, the same exact same colour blocking, material quality, but with a Velcro swoosh would be cool.
But what about pairs that you actually own? So, for instance, do you feel protective about them never being retroed? I think people have picked up, I don't want the Bacons to be retroed, really.
I would never want the What the Dunks to be made again. If that ever happens, I'd be really upset with that.
But why is that?
Because it's a unique moment in time. It captured all of the best shoes from that era.
Mm.
So to do it now wouldn't make sense. To do it now, you should do it of the biggest SB Dunks since then.
Mm.
Like, that would be more interesting to me, to do a What the Dunk 2.0, something that we haven't seen before.
Should there be those select shoes that people should never really get access to?
Some shoes should, yeah. I think some shoes should stay...
But
precious.
If you didn't own the Dunks, the What the Dunks...
Should have been born sooner.
Yeah, exactly. See, I'm kind of all for the retro, and unless I've got the OG pair.
Most people are.
And then obviously... Like,
it's a selfish thing, isn't it? Yeah.
I want the Bacons to relate to retro... because I don't have the 90s.
And I don't want them to, because I do have them.
That's it.
And I do want a new song.
And the Viatex. I don't want the Viatex to re-release because I have them. So
I think I fool myself by saying I wouldn't want it to come out because they wouldn't do a good enough job. But then I look at the elephants and I think, maybe there is hope. But if they do it wrong, they destroy the integrity of that original pair.
That's the problem, isn't it? It's the integrity. Like, for me, going back to the whole Dunk thing, I would love them to retro the London Dunks.
Yeah, I mean, God.
They're a grail of mine. Yeah.
That would
but
be
then
crazy.
Again, it's the same thing. It's like that shoe, then it won't be as special anymore.
But then for that reason, will you be buying the Air Max Londons?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Purely because of that. When I first saw that Air Max City Pack came out, and I'm not even a massive Air Max. I love an Air Max 1 silhouette, but I'm not massive. I'm 90s over Air Max 1. But when I saw that, the first thing when I saw was thinking of the Dunks.
Yeah. I mean, the colourway seems quite
faithful.
And not a lot of
people realise that it's the River
the
Thames at the back.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing.
Yeah, I love that. What about you, Leon P?
Again, touched on it earlier. This is the one. This is the one I'm waiting for. I'm not overly huge on 90s myself. I do prefer the ones. But the Bacons have always been a pair that I've wanted to own. Like, I own the other pair, the Currents, and I've always wanted that pair to match. But seeing some of the pairs that Avery's purchased, they're going to need soul swapping, and you're going to need to spend another £200. So
and
you
that's
might as
the
well,
issue.
Like when the retro will come out, it's probably going to be more money than it cost to buy the OG.
Mm.
It's the same with the Elephants. Like, now you could buy the OG Elephant cheaper than the retro
It's
pair.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
But yeah, so that's the pair that I'm looking forward to if they execute it properly.
Right, I think that wraps us up. So once again, make sure that you subscribe to The Real Soul Family on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram at The Real Soul Family. You can also find us on Spotify, Apple Music and Google Podcasts. I don't know, will we have run up that competition from the last episode?
I don't know, but if we have, you'll have to find out on our Instagram.
Yeah.
So just check out The Real Soul Family. I'm also Sneakers John on Instagram.
I'm jp.kicks10 on Instagram.
Leon_Palmer123.
And I'm Leon Avery.
No, you're not Leon Avery.
You're not Leon Avery.
Guys, thank you for tuning in.
And do not forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
And tell a friend.
Tell all your friends. Tell your mum. Tell your milkman. Tell
tell the dog.
Your dad. They may be the same person.
Until next time, we will see you soon. Thank you for watching.
Dope.
Right, how do we turn this off then?
Okay.
What?